Welcome back in the Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Swell Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. I know it hadn't been a bad day at all for our next guest. Lookout's president and GM Rich Mozingo on the heels of today's news that the Chattanooga Lookouts will continue as the Class AA affiliates of the Cincinnati Reds. Rich, I know it's not the weight of the world because the world's pretty heavy, but I imagine it is a significant weight that has been lifted from you today.
Man, it's a huge deal. It's a really huge deal. You know, you and I have been talking about this since the first story broke in the New York Times, and I said the whole time, you know, I really feel like baseball is going to continue here in Chattanooga, but until you get the letter today, until you see what's in front of you, until you just have something from Major League Baseball saying you can continue, it does wear on you a little bit. So today is a really, really big day.
All right. In the process of the last few hours, have you thought about that guy that sat in his basement in Chicago that typed up that that little blog about the Lookouts being axed when all he did was just go off that original thing?
That is too much. I have not thought about him probably since that day, David. That's hysterical to think about him now, man. That's absolutely awesome. I wonder what he's doing, man. He caused me more stress for about 72 hours than anybody. Dude, that was nuts.
That was nuts. Y'all had to send out a press release, and it's like, my goodness,
no,
y'all are going about y'all's business.
Good for him.
Oh, man.
That guy living in the basement.
All right, so what do we know? We know that this is a brand new world for minor league baseball, and we used to have these 2 and 4 year player development contracts. I mean, these teams are now moving forward with their affiliates, but do we know, is this a 2 year deal for starters? Or because I know a lot of them are just assuming it's going to be long term deals.
Well, dude, Dave, we don't know exactly. We have been told that there's going to be 5-year deals and 10-year deals for people. We have no idea what Chattanooga is going to be offered along those lines, if it's all going to be 10-year deals or what. But the issue now, you know, minor league baseball, I think even the name minor league baseball is gone. You're going to stop hearing minor league baseball altogether. Major League Baseball
really?
Is running 100% of this. So what's going to happen if you have a 5-year deal or a 10-year deal, you're still going to be kind of at the beck and call of Major League Baseball. And if you're not doing the things that you want to do and you're not progressing the way you're supposed to progress, I still think they're going to have the ability to do what they want to do. So right now we don't know what the length of our agreement will be. But like I said, I think there's going to have to be some caveats in there regardless, because I think they're going to be expecting things to happen over the next X period of time with all of their affiliates.
Rich, it feels like we've just gone through years or months of construction. Now we've got an open highway, but there will be construction down the road because we know what Major League Baseball wants. We know that they love Chattanooga's location, both from Cincinnati mm-hmm. and within the Southern League, but we also know that the 2021 season, and we hope that we all hope and pray there is one here, and that the COVID is getting squashed to that point, but that would be mm-hmm. the 22nd season of usage at AT&T Field, and we know that Major League Baseball wants upgrades or a new park altogether here in Chattanooga, so it does feel like we can celebrate now, but the story's not over.
I think you're exactly right, David. I mean, they're going to come out with new facility standards. They're going to come out with how many lockers are expected to be in a locker room, or what's the visiting clubhouse size supposed to be, and how many lockers do you have for roving instructors and that kind of stuff. And most of those places we're probably going to fall short. So, you know, as soon as those facility standards come out, I'm sure there's going to be a grace period of some sort, but it's going to have to be addressed. We're going to have to do something. Whether it be, like you said, construction's on the horizon one way or another for us.
Well, and that brings up my other point is, you know, through this whole these last few months, we've just felt like we've been in darkness. And you've come on here multiple times just like, tell me what you need. What do you need from us here in Chattanooga? And we'll see how much mm-hmm. we can address. Now that we have today's news, can there be a pipeline between Chattanooga and Cincinnati, or even Chattanooga and MLB, and you can find out some details? Because I know you can't, you maybe not be able to do everything that a new ballpark, you know, could offer right now, but y'all could remedy a lot of issues.
Well, there's some definitely some things that we could probably address if we knew what they were, and there's no doubt about that. The question, David, you know, when Frank built the ballpark, he built it on a really small piece of property on the top of the hill in the middle of Chattanooga, and it was by design.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you talk about if they come in, and you know it better than anybody, you've covered the lookouts for long enough, you've been in the clubhouse, you've been in the locker room, if they came in and said, hey, our locker rooms need to be, you know, 700, 800, 900 more square feet, David, unless you build a deck off the back of that, you know, there's no place to go.
Right.
I mean, we are very, very landlocked at AT&T Field. So while I think there are some things that we could address, I'm not sure, and none of us will know until we get the official, you know, recommendations from, not recommendations, but the standards from Major League Baseball, what we're going to be facing, what we're going to be looking at to make it in compliance with what they believe they need.
I like your one line a few months ago where you're like, look, we could have 280 foot home runs down the right field line. Just let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. There's room inside the field. If we could just build something right behind second base, no problem.
All right. And of course, obviously, when you think about the cancellation of last season, and you think, and we had Jason Fryer on the air, and I mean, this guy makes a living through having crowds and generating audiences. And you think about Chattanooga was shelved, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the Columbia Fireflies, the three teams that he operates through Hardball Capital, all shut down. Mm-hmm. I did see where all three of those are moving forward, which is good news, obviously, for Jason. The Fort Wayne still with the Padres, and I saw where Columbia is now switching from the Mets to Kansas City. But John Woods got in touch with me today, and I've got this article in timesfreepress.com, but a quote from John Woods: I want everyone in this city to understand that Jason saved the lookouts in continuing to be affiliated with MLB. We were toast. I've been involved in every conversation, and we were out. He worked 12-hour days to save us.
I got to tell you, I'm not going to argue with that for one second. I mean, I get texts and emails, and this, I maybe shouldn't tell this on the air. I get texts and emails from Jason at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, all the time. He is the hardest working person, and I'm telling you, since this whole thing started, John is right. He has worked tirelessly to make sure that we had the opportunity to move forward as someone affiliated in Major League Baseball. So.
All right.
Hats off to John for throwing it out there, and it is true. I will back him up.
We have as a community, we have cleared a major hurdle with the news today, but you know, we had Tim Kirchen on a few weeks ago, and he expressed his concern for 2021, saying that the 2020 season got by without a season in the minors, and I hope no one in the MLB offices are like, see, we've proven we can get by with one, because Tim Kirchen was like, I know how much it means to communities all across the country. What are kind of these next few? You know, we all know that the vaccines have rolled out in England, but and that they're around the corner here. Is it just going to be kind of a waiting game, or I guess there'll be a gauge in January, a gauge in February is where we are?
Oh, I think there's going to be a gauge every morning when someone wakes up. I think everyone's going to look at this every single day and see what direction we're going and what we can do. The one thing I know, at least I've heard from the Cincinnati Reds, they are 1,000% committed to minor league baseball in 2021. Now, David, they're not going to put people in harm's way. They're not going to put their players in harm's way or our fans in harm's way to make that happen. But they know how imperative a minor league baseball season is for the well-being of the sport. I mean, to continue to go forward and continue to grow if we don't have guys playing baseball. Last year, I mean, I've talked to the farm director, Sean Pender, on a number of different occasions, and he talked about how difficult it was, you know, that guys just didn't get real-life at-bats or real-life innings throughout the course of the year. And, you know, you can't – it's very difficult for athletes at that level to shut it down for that period of time. So they are absolutely laser focused on getting games in and getting minor league games in at all the levels so they can continue to develop these guys, because the guys that are in Chattanooga this year are the guys that are supposed to be in Cincinnati in 2 years from now, 3 years from now. They can't have that drop off.
Well, and I mean, I was fortunate enough to take one of my children to the Falcons Saints game the other day, and we were among 8,000 people, and I know that's not what the Falcons want, but we did have some in there, and hopefully there is a situation where the spring training they break in Chattanooga, and hopefully we can have crowds of some sort. I just know that I hope and pray that this thing goes away so soon, because we know, and we've talked enough about it, when you think about Lookouts baseball, April and May are just gangbuster months at the turnstiles.
No, they're our best months. We're far and away, and that's, you know, Dave, I think we all have to be prepared for some sort of contingency plan that April 1st might not happen in Chattanooga this year. That we might have to push this thing back, and you know, be grateful for what we've got. Here's the bigger issue is a much more global issue to me, and when I mean global, I mean throughout Chattanooga. If we're not playing baseball in Chattanooga come, you know, the end of May or something like that, we got a way bigger issue in this nation. I mean, we got real problems in this nation. If we haven't crossed a hurdle where people feel comfortable at some level coming to an outdoor baseball game where you can be away from people and you are in the open space, we got much, much bigger issues than you know, baseball happening at AT&T Field. So I'm hopeful, and I really do think we're moving the right direction. I know with the vaccine coming out the way it is, you know, we should be in a much, much better place, and hopefully that'll continue to play out over the next 3 or 4 months, and we will be closer to an April start than a June start.
Well, Rich, my good man, I'm glad the holiday season came a couple of weeks early for you. I saw Dan Kopf when he called me. I saw that on my phone, and I was like, oh, I bet this is good news. So I know you've got a great staff over there that did not get to work a lick once things got shut down. And so certainly hopes and prayers for a wonderful 2021, and hopefully today was the start of that.
Dave Pasquale, I appreciate you very much. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Rich Mazingo, President and GM of the Chattanooga Lookouts, 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.